Well, playing the confidence game, those retail figures might be setting the bar low, but the bar is really low if you're an individual who doesn't have a job. The number, and Lachman referred to it a moment ago, for jobless benefits, people applying for jobless benefits, dropped to 514,000 last week. Fewer people being fired, as Lachman says, but still 6 million Americans looking for work, and many of them go to job fairs. Femi Okeh, back with us here in the studio, special correspondent. You went to a job fair to answer the simple question, how much does it take to invest in yourself to actually get a job and end up, you know, outside of those 6 million who are unemployed?
Right. And I went one step further. I wanted the personal touch. I actually joined a networking group and went to a networking group club earlier on this week.
Okay.
So let me set the scene. I wanted to find job hunters who are really motivated to find a job. So Catherine Palmieri has a job-seeking networking group. She's a veteran in the employment business. She worked with companies and employees for over 28 years.
And you connected with her online. And
online,
then, right?
Signed up for the job club,
right.
Went along to the meeting. Now, in the last year, her staffing and employment business has gone way down. So that's an economic indicator, as Lachman would, I'm sure, would say, as companies were, what's the phrase? Right-sizing? Absolutely, okay.
So her headhunting business has gone down, but her...
But her coaching business,
right.
20% up.
That's interesting.
Lots of people want help about how to get back into the job market. So the session that I attended was about how to make your resume writing better, how to improve your resume. Here's Catherine.
Let me ask you, when your job search, are you calling it a job search? What are you calling it?
I call it
job search.
I call it a job search, yeah.
Okay.
Job hunting or
looking for a job.
Looking.
Okay. I say that's in the past. We're everything, throw all of that out. I want you to start to think of your job search as your marketing campaign.
Okay, marketing campaign. That's an investment of
right.
money and funds.
Right.
If you're out of work, how much do you invest in your own personal marketing campaign?
See, this is the question that I wanted to know. So a regular one-to-one session is going to cost you around about $175 for that personal touch, for that information where you're getting your resume sort of picked over and interview technique and coaching, etc. In this economy, absolutely, because they really want to get back to work. This session, though, was a bargain. Catherine wanted people who maybe couldn't afford the one-to-one session to actually have a group meeting, and they only paid $30. Anthony Ellis has a job, but he's trying to change career, and he said, I work in financial data management, but I want to do anything but this job.
So he's unemployed and trying a career change.
Yeah, he's employed, wants a career change, and he nails interviews, very confident about nailing an interview, but he needed some extra help with his job search.
For quite some time, I thought I was actually good at putting my resume together. You know, it's just now that I'm thinking about going in a different direction with my career path, I think I need some assistance that may actually cost something. But you know, granted, I would definitely like to do something that doesn't cost anything, where I'd have to spend any money.
Well, he's in a job situation, so he's got the money to spend. But what about the unemployed?
So Sharada Kalori is a good example of somebody who's unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
She used to run her own company. She's been unemployed for 6 months, invested so far $1,500 in
wow.
her job search. She said, Femi, I've got about another $100 to go, then I'm going to be by myself. And I asked her, why was it she's spending so much to get a new job? Really, was it worth it?
You cannot just keep on holding to all the money and say, and fretting about, I don't have a job, I don't have... No, you have a job. You have a job of searching a better job for yourself.
So I just want to leave you with one more person from the networking group. Her name is Jane Pross. She's been unemployed for 2 years. She used to work in real estate. So really at the beginning of the real estate
yeah.
market, the bottom falling out of that, Jane was her own personal economic indicator, unfortunately. And I asked her, everybody had been there for the first time, never been to a career coach. I asked her, how did it go?
It was well worth it because I didn't know about like blogging. I've heard the expression, I had no idea. And if that works, it's worth anything it costs me to get here. And I'm desperate for a job.
So it is a confidence issue. For the networking possibilities, you can go to thetakeaway.org to see some of the coach sessioning material that Femi saw. We'll find out if these people actually get jobs
Good
and
luck
report
to them.
Back. Thank you, Femi.
You're very welcome.